A Mansfield couple already facing serious accusations of child abuse has been hit with a long list of additional charges following further investigation. 41-year-old Daniel Wright and 42-year-old Jaslyn Barnett were arrested on Thursday by the Mansfield Police Department and initially booked into the special housing unit of Sebastian County Detention Center in Fort Smith. They were later transported to the Baxter County Detention Center, where they were booked just before 3 a.m. on Friday, November the 7th. Both are being held on $1 million bond. According to jail records, Barnett now faces 40 new felony charges, including 10 counts of rape of a person under the age of 14 and unable to consent, 10 counts of sexual indecency with a child, 10 counts of false imprisonment with risk of injury, and 10 counts of sexual assault in the second degree. Wright faces fewer new charges, including endangering the welfare of a minor in the first degree and false imprisonment with the risk of injury in the first degree. Authorities say the new charges stem from additional information uncovered during the ongoing investigation into the couple's alleged abuse of a 15-year-old male who was reportedly kept locked in a bathroom, naked and unfed. When booked into the Sebastian County Jail, both Wright and Barnett listed an address on North Division Street in Mansfield, identified as a trailer park. Previous court documents listed their residence as Gasville. And officials note there were no apparent bond conditions in the original case restricting their move. Due to the nature of the case, much of the information, including probable cause affidavits, have been sealed by the court. Both Wright and Barnett are scheduled to appear in Baxter County Circuit Court on November the 17th on the new charges. And the Baxter County Sheriff's Office has arrested a fourth individual in connection with a major methamphetamine seizure that occurred last week at 5555 Highway 62 East in Rural Mountain Home. Authorities say 20-year-old Carson Michael Grass of Mountain Home was taken into custody on Thursday, November the 6th, after investigators obtained a warrant for his arrest. The ongoing investigation linked Grass to the handling and transportation of a portion of the methamphetamine discovered during the original seizure. Grass was booked into the Baxter County Detention Center on charges of felony trafficking a controlled substance and felony possession of drug paraphernalia. He remains on $150,000 bond and is scheduled to appear before Baxter County Circuit Court on November the 17th to answer to the charges. And also in our news today, the Randolph County Sheriff's Office has arrested a Ravenden man on multiple felony charges, including drugs and firearms. 48-year-old Billy Riggs was taken into custody and booked into the Randolph County Detention Center at 7:42 p.m. on Thursday, November the 6th. Riggs faces several felony charges, including possession of firearms by certain persons, possession of drug paraphernalia, simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms, and possession of a controlled substance scheduled 1 or 2. Riggs is currently being held in the Randolph County Jail without bond. And two people were injured Thursday afternoon in a two-vehicle crash on U.S. Highway 60 in Elsinore. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the accident occurred at approximately 3:57 p.m. when a 2004 Pontiac Grand Prix driven by a 41-year-old female from Elsinore attempted to cross Highway 60 and pulled into the path of a 1995 Chevrolet Silverado driven by an 84-year-old man from Poplar Bluff. The Elsinore woman sustained serious injuries and the Poplar Bluff man suffered moderate injuries. Both were transported by ambulance to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center for treatment. And Fulton County Judge Kenneth Crow has announced he will not seek re-election in 2026. Crow, a Republican, was first elected in 2022 and will step aside after completing his first term in office. Before Crow's election, Fulton County experienced a period of instability in the judge's office, marked by one's resignation and two interim appointments. Crow says he is proud to have brought consistency and stability during his tenure and feels it is time to pass the role on to someone new. Two Republican candidates have already announced plans to run for the open position, Jeremy Langston and Heath Everett. Crow has endorsed Langston, who currently serves as the county road foreman and Office of Emergency Management Director. And according to officials, the Mammoth Springs School Board will meet on Monday, November the 10th at 5:30 p.m. in the high school library. We have the agenda for the meeting at our website, theecomnewsnetwork.com. And to wrap up our news today, Route U in Shannon County will be reduced to one lane with an 8.5-foot width restriction as Missouri Department of Transportation crews replace a culvert underneath the roadway. The section of the roadway is located between Route 60 and County Road 654 near Birch Tree. Weather permitting, work will take place Monday, November the 7th from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. The work zone will be marked with signs. Motorists are urged to use extreme caution when traveling near the area. For additional information, contact MoDOT's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-888-ASK-MODOT. That's 1-888-275-6636.